I have written more than 100 poems and shared that in Facebook. But I got only 2 likes. Only something myself. And the other is my wife, poor lady. But it is not her fault. She has shared the password with me and I used the password. Even though I had written more than 100 poems, even though I have more than 100 friends in Facebook, I am not seeing that mutually supportive in there. So I thought, I will use this mutually supportive environment in Chennai Toastmasters Club, the Lighthouse Club of Tamil Nadu, to share my experience in writing poetry and few poems as well. How many of you attended conference calls? Oh, good number. The scenario, 4 people from Chennai and 1 person project coordinator in China. The customer is in US, New York. The Chinese coordinator started the discussion by greeting, ching chak ching. The American customer responded, "Umaya Raj." You know, each have their own accent, right? Our Indian team, it has its own accent, Tanglish accent, right? They said, "Okay, sir, yes, sir, good morning, sir." They don't understand why they say okay and yes before this good morning. But anyway, they started the discussion. And the Chinese coordinator was explaining the project requirements. Not even single sentence was understood by our Indian team. But whenever there is a pause or gap, they fill up the gap with, "Yes, sir, okay, sir." Then the American customer started. He started explaining the requirements. "So let's see, but the project requirement is such, but that time frame is such very very important." It seems that Chinese counterpart is better than the American customer. Then the discussion went on like this: "Ching chang chang, disu disu disu. Yes sir, okay sir. Ching chang chang, disu disu disu. Yes sir, okay sir." After something only this, "Yes sir, okay sir." Then the Indian team found out that the conference call is over and they already left the scene. And we looked at each other. Then the project manager asked the team members, "Now you understood the project requirements and the time frame, right? Do you have any doubts?" "No, sir." Then I thought about this conference call. And nowadays, startup changes are happening. I wrote a poetry. Twitter for status reports, Facebook for group discussion, Skype for conference call, cloud for infrastructure, home for project management. I got one more like from a project manager. He said, "I like the law sentence, home for project manager. But I don't like the status reports, conference calls, and group discussion." Then I thought, let me try something different on technology. You know, I want to try something unique. I'm not the usual poets, you know, writing poetry on love, nature, and all these things. I write something unique. I wanted to try technology. You know, how many of you in IT companies? Oh, good number. The situation. The program director conducted a meeting to identify a business analyst, technical architect, and the project manager for this on-site project in Paris. Not this Paris Ghana, Paris in France. So all the 50 members of the team were present 1 hour before the meeting starts. Usually they come 1 hour late. But the Eiffel Tower in Paris brought them 1 hour early. Project manager, the program director, he was very happy. You know, how many of you are willing to be part of this project? Everybody raised their hands. Some raised both the hands. They are doubly willing to go to Paris. Then he started explaining the requirements. we have a role for business analyst. No, we need a person with the banking domain experience. But I'm not seeing anybody in our group with that experience. And the business analyst, all the business analysts said, sir, we all took a course on banking domain yesterday night, sir. A senior banker who was suspended for some lack of his business knowledge. And for, he has lost his sleep also. He's taking this course in night, sir. So the name of the course is Banking in One Night. We all took a course, sir. We are ready for the banking domain project, sir. Then for the technical architect role, this is a Java project. Then our programmers who are experienced in this Microsoft Windows and Microsoft DOS, they also, they say, well, sir, Java is a very easy language, sir. We can quickly pick up. Actually, we have done it in our BE. We got the project done by a CDS. And I use this for our project, sir. We can easily reference that. Faster than the reference in Windows, sir. Good, okay. Then for the project manager role, I need a person with the PMP experience, PMP qualification, certification. But I'm not seeing anybody with that certification. Then all the project manager next day was, sir, we all have practical project experience, sir. We have closed many projects before completing the project. So PMP is very easy, sir. So we can easily write that exam and we can get the certificate within a week's time, sir. We already bought that materials and we already applied for that exam, sir. And he was very happy. He said, I am very much appreciating your enthusiasm and energy. Okay, let me see. Please give me some time. I will look into all your profiles and then let me decide. You can all leave. Then everybody left. Then this program, then after an hour, these members got a mail from the program director. The mail goes like this. I am happy to announce that the following three people are selected for these roles. 1, 2, 3. Then the final sentence, the customer informed that due to cost constraints, they want to have this project executed in offshore in Chennai. And the working hours would be 10 p.m. 9 to morning 6 a.m. All the Eiffel towers in the minds of the selected people turned into Paisa towers and started falling. I came out with this poetry. Life cycle, solution life cycle. Business analyst explains the solution. Technical architect designs the solution. Project manager plans the solution. Program director markets the solution. Customer's business rejects the solution. My poetry was also rejected by the Facebook. Then I thought maybe I can travel in the path of this ordinary poets, Shakespeare, Milton, and then I have chosen a subject, which is a favorite subject of all of you. You would have written some rhymes in your college days and call it as poetry. Guess what? What is the subject?
Nothing.
It starts with him. Love. Yeah, love. The problem with writing poetry in love is, one has to fail in love. Or one has to pretend that he has failed in love, so that he can come out with a good poetry on love. But fortunately or unfortunately, I have passed in love and I married my own wife. You know, as a Toastmaster, I have to be very clear in my communication. I wrote a poetry on love. It's all pregnant with lot of meaning and feeling. That's why I titled this as Love is Pregnant. There's only two sentences. You know, very, very powerful sentences. Like Tirukural, no? But Tirukural is only 1.5 sentences, right? But here we have two sentences. You can call it as Tirukural. Only two sentences, very, very powerful sentences. Don't get too emotional. Don't get too emotional. Please listen carefully. She loves. Khalu. You know, I will explain the meaning. No, he does not love him or them. He loves her. You know, it's not one to many or many to many. It's one to one relationship. Now you got the meaning, right? In her meaning. Then, the second sentence, equally powerful and emotional. She loves him. You know, I will explain. It is mutual. It's not one-sided love. It's not that. And it's not a triangular or rectangular as in the movie. It's mutual love. No, that poetry. After reading this poetry, no? I know that you all get that, that emotion. Yeah. But what happened after reading this poetry? My wife changed the Facebook password. They got only one like for this.